The National Transport Authority today, by the way, are launching a campaign aiming to recruit an additional 1,600 taxi drivers later on throughout 2018, because the number of taxi drivers has sharply decreased in recent years, with 26,000 drivers registered in 2017, which is 45% lower than in 2009, when there were over 47,000 drivers registered. For more on this, we're joined by Wendy Thompson, who's head of taxi regulation at the National Transport Authority. Good morning, Wendy, and thank you very much for joining us. Can I first ask you, why is there so few taxi drivers in Ireland at the moment? The number is almost halved since 2009.
Well, that comes up a lot, Paul, and the numbers are correct. But what's really interesting is that before the peak that you spoke of in 2009, taxi driver licenses used to be something that you had in case you needed it, a rainy day option, and that was mainly because it cost only €3 every 5 years to renew your taxi license, and it was pretty easy to get. But since 2009, there's been a huge change in regulation, in the way you get a taxi license, in the cost of it. And there's a much greater investment required in both time and money from our taxi drivers to become one of the professional committed industry that they are. So the €3 license that was once available is now €250, which is €50 a year. Still very reasonable, but very different from taking it as a rainy day option. In fact, my dad himself had a badge, although he never drove a taxi, so case in point there. There's also a centralised national test, and that test is broken up into two areas, both industry knowledge on the rules and regulations, customer practice and so on, and area knowledge, which means that a taxi driver can only drive in the area which he's entitled, the area that he passed or she passed the test. And that's a centralised test now. And it just makes things a little more regularised and certainly more fair across the board. And then, of course, both drivers and vehicles have much higher regulatory standards. It's NTA's job as a regulator to improve the taxi services for the travelling public whilst being fair to drivers. And one of our pieces in that is to make taxi journeys more accessible. And this is where we see this recruitment coming into play.
Okay, now we're here, this is a national figure, this drop of 45%. What areas of the country have been worst affected by this dearth of taxi drivers?
It's across the country, and that's why this is a national campaign. We would have a need in certain peak hours, because we've got to remember, Paul, that this 26,000 drivers are those licensed to drive. And they're licensed to drive, this being a 24/7 door-to-door service nationally. So not everybody drives 24/7. We should certainly hope it's illegal to drive or be working for more than 11 hours in any period. So what we're talking about is 26,000 people licensed to drive, not necessarily active, and certainly not active all at the same time.
Okay, I just read a text? We've got a text here from Deborah, who's obviously a taxi driver. Lots of taxi drivers work part-time to subsidise their wages from another job, but the price of renewing your PSV licence, as you pointed out yourself, went from €12.50 to €250 in a single price hike. Also, why would you invest anything up to €40,000 on a new vehicle if it is wheelchair accessible, when you have to destroy the vehicle with stickers on the door, and also as soon as you put your meter in, your vehicle is now worthless as nobody wants to buy it if you're trading it in. There's also then the issue of the cost of insurance, which has got very, very high. Is it too expensive to be a taxi driver in Ireland today?
We wouldn't have thought so. Now, the issue of insurance is an entirely different matter and something we are working very hard with. We've actually just had a new insurance company come into Ireland after a lot of hard work to increase the competition in that area. And NTA is working actively with the Taxi Advisory Committee, Insurance Ireland and the various insurers to try and bring this to a much more reasonable level. An awful lot of the insurance aspect is around history, claims history and so on. But as you know, for all types of insurance, there has been a dramatic rise over the last number of years. It's not just for taxi drivers since 2015. The prices have gone up dramatically. In relation to the branding matter that Deborah brought up, branding is something that it's another part of our job is to make the whole system and the whole industry as safe as possible. And when we did a full review of the taxi industry back in 2011, one of the things that came out sharply was, how do you know that the taxi you're getting into is indeed a licensed taxi and registered? The branding is part of that. There's only authorised branders, and they must register with ourselves here. And in that way, people, because as you probably are aware, roof signs are not copyrighted to NTA. So the branding is where the safety element for taxis comes in the most. And
okay.
Part of that is the driver check app, so that every individual in the public realm can check the car they're about to get into. They can see a picture of the driver. It's a free app. They can see a picture of the driver, the details of that driver, the details of the vehicle they're about to get into, and know that that individual is properly registered.
Okay, we leave it there. Wendy Thompson, Head of Taxi Regulation and National Transport Authority, thank you very much for that.